Hello there, gorgeous soul, and welcome to another episode of the Success Revolution podcast. My name is Gemma Bernad. I am the host of this incredible podcast, and you are here and tuning in to episode 197, how to confidently raise your prices and have clients say yes. So if you are someone in business, a coach, a consultant, a healer, a service provider, you know, even if you do have products, but if you desire to scale your business to the next income level, six figures, multiple six figures, multiple seven figures, then I highly recommend that you consider scaling your pricing this year. It is absolutely one of the simplest strategies to grow your business without taking on more work. But listen, if you've ever heard the advice, charge your worth, you're going to understand raising your prices can feel messy, can feel very messy, can feel like confusion, like there's more question marks than answers, even at the best of times. So in today's episode, let's dive into how to confidently raise your prices and have your soul clients still say yes. All right, let's dive in.
Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad.
Okay, all right. Now, my loves, let's have a very honest conversation because nothing really pisses me off more when, you know, someone hires a mentor or a coach or seeks advice about pricing and they receive back, you've got to charge your worth. It is toxic bullshit advice. I'm going to let it rip in today's episode. The advice charge your worth has truly created a culture of incredible women. Women that get amazing results and transformations for their clients, but are left so confused and also undercharging, to be honest. Like, I'm going to be frank. I truly believe that the advice charge your worth leads directly to women undercharging for their services. It leads women uncertain about how to actually fucking price their offers, have clients sign up, and also really truly make the money that they want. So I want to dive into this today. I want to bust this myth. I want to put an end to this shitty advice, charge your worth. So, but I also want to give you a very practical way to actually start to work out your pricing and also to be able to confidently charge it and have clients say yes as well. Because it's one thing to be like, yep, cool, this is the pricing. It's another thing to feel confident about it. It's another thing to be able to communicate it. And it's certainly another thing to have people say yes to it. And I want to kind of break that down for you in today's episode and really talk about that. And so I want to let you know, if you are someone that's heard that advice and taken that advice to charge your worth before, I hear you and I see you. I have been there before. I was really, sold on that was the advice that I needed to like take my pricing, double it, triple it, quadruple it, 10x it, okay? So I guess I'm worthy, charge my worth, I should be charging what I'm worth. And I'm like, I've come to realize after the many years I've been in business, the hundreds of women that I've worked with, and I'm going to tell you this, as I said, hundreds of women I've worked with, that means hundreds of women have paid me money to support them, okay? They have paid my prices at whatever level that's been at. And I'm going to tell you right now, not one of them is paying me what they have paid me or are currently paying me because I feel like I'm worthy. It's like, Gemma, you're worthy, so I'm going to pay you that price. It's not a factor in their mind. They are not paying for my self-worth. Your clients should not be paying for your self-worth. It is irrelevant to them. It is absolutely irrelevant to them. And that advice, charge your worth, does one very toxic thing. It creates codependency between you, your business, your clients, and money. Because what happens is we start to seek validation of how worthy we are through our pricing, through our offers, through them selling or not selling. It's like someone says no to the pricing, they're rejecting me, I mustn't be worthy. That's the toxicity that it starts to infiltrate into your business. And it's another reason why women, because if women come into the business world or they've been in the business world for a long time and they're trying to raise their prices and their self-worth is attached to money and pricing, excuse me, my throat needs to be cleared. There's lots to say here. You can see how women end up undercharging because, like, if they have low self-esteem or a low sense of worth within themselves, which a lot of women do at all levels of income and business and experience and skill sets, then they can very often, air quote, undercharge. I mean, I think we probably even need to qualify what undercharging means, okay? And, you know, for me, undercharging is when the prices you're charging and the amount of women that you're working with don't add up to the amount of money you want to make. That's undercharging. But for a lot of people, they bring all of this emotion into it and, like, undercharging, like, I'm worthy of more. Charge more because I'm worthy of more. I'm undercharging. It's like, no, undercharging really is as simple as, effectively, I'm not making the money that I want to make. And also the value of the transformation is to another person. But it's very iffy area because it's so subjective. And particularly, for instance, I'm just going to speak about the coaching industry for me, is that it's an unregulated industry. You know, whereas, for example, my husband, who is a psychologist and has a regulated industry, you know, the Australian Psychology Association, he's going to listen to this and be like, that's not what it's called. But anyway, honey, like, the industry body puts out suggestions and says, this is what the current rate is. So it takes all the emotion out of it. It's like, this is what the current recommended rate is. You can either charge it, charge less than it, or charge above it. But it gives you some sort of parameters to work with. Whereas, you know, in my industry, in coaching industry, for example, and for a lot of industries, you know, a lot of other service providers, a lot of other consultants, you know, it's like, it's plucking an umbrella out of thin air, which is what a lot of people do. And that doesn't work as well. So we want to bring in some logic into this as much as we possibly can. And in order to do that, we have to take the emotion out of it. We've got to take the emotion out of it, which means we can't keep attaching our worth to our pricing. We can't keep doing that at all. You can't be in this mindset of charge your worth. It will keep you spinning. It will keep you undercharging, and it will absolutely keep you, without a doubt, confused. Okay. And what I want for you is for you to confidently be charging prices that are a reflection of the quality of work, the transformation you deliver, and also importantly, the amount of money you desire to be making. And while there's some subjective elements to that, there's also some objective elements to that. And when there are subjective elements to that, we've got to really pull back on the emotion as much as we possibly can, so that we can bring some rationality to something that is somewhat irrational. And in order to do that, you've got to separate the emotion from the problem of your pricing. And I'm like a broken record with my clients. So I've been in Voxer with clients today talking about this. Like, if you've got a problem in your business, you know, that problem is I have an offer, it's priced at this and people aren't saying yes. And I feel like it's not enough and I'm not good enough and I'm unworthy and, you know, it's frustrating and all those things. And they're all very valid emotions to be experiencing and thoughts to have. Like, I'm not here to say that's wrong, you shouldn't be thinking that. But what you have to do is you have to separate out all of that emotion, all of that mindset stuff, all of that trigger from the problem of people aren't paying for what I'm charging, not paying for my thing. Okay, that's a problem. That is a clear problem in your business and it requires a solution. But you cannot bring your emotional charge into the solution because your emotional charge is probably what it was a factor in contributing to the air quote problem in the first place. And Albert Einstein has very famously said, you cannot solve a problem from the same level of thinking that created it. And I would go so far as to say you cannot solve a problem from the same level of feeling that created it as well. So we have to separate it and go, okay, what are the triggers? What are the thoughts? What are the emotions? What's going on in my nervous system? What's going on in my subconscious? Deal with that. And also, okay, like, I've got this offer. It's currently priced at this. People aren't saying yes. I need to solve it. And the answer isn't always, by the way, reduce your prices. If an offer is not selling, it's not always about reducing prices. There is honestly a lot of work to be done around the messaging. It's a lot of work to be done around your sales skills. Like, all of those things are very important, but you've got to be able to have a nervous system that can support you to look at things logically, a nervous system that's going to support you to hold the boundary of your price, a nervous system that's going to support you to be able to show up and sell and communicate in effective and clear and creative ways so that you can help people make the decision that is right for them. But as I said, when we bring the whole worth piece into it, it makes this so much more challenging than it needs to be. And really, it is so incredibly simple. When you know what to focus on, it is so incredibly simple to raise your prices confidently and have people say yes. It's so incredibly simple. It really is. And that's what I want to really just sum up and share with you today. Okay? And I'm going to give it to you in a very, very practical way. Like I said, if you currently are not making the money you want to, you desire to be making in your business, one of the most important strategies for you to utilize is to increase your prices. Not take on more, but actually increase your prices. So the first question you have to answer is, what is that price? Like, I'm currently charging X. What's the price I want to charge? And it's honestly very simple math. You need to work out and ask yourself the question, how much money do I desire to make in the next 12 months? Now, I'm going to talk in the context of you just having one offer in your business. And a lot of us don't have that. But say you have one core offer. It's your one-to-one private consulting, coaching. It's like a done-for-you offer, whatever it might be. And I'm just going to use very simple numbers here too. Say you currently charge $1,000 a month for that offer, okay, $1,000 a month, okay? You have capacity to work with and deliver the quality of work, not just time, but also quality. And that was something I had to get very clear on. You know, I had one stage I was working with a lot of clients, but, you know, I wanted more quality than quantity. I wanted to be able to give more to my clients, to support them more. So I was like, okay, how many clients can I work with at capacity, or slightly less than capacity, because I don't want to be capped out and overwhelmed, okay? So I was like, how many clients? What does that look like? And I came up with a number. I'm like, okay, well, if I'm currently charging, again, just say it's $1,000, just throw numbers around. My capacity is five clients that I can work with in that offer, to deliver the quality that I know is going to support them to get the transformation that they are invested in receiving. Okay, I currently charge $1,000. So if I work with five people at $1,000, that means I'm going to make $5,000 a month. 5 by 12 is 60. That means I'm going to make $60,000 this year. Okay, but I have a goal to make six or multiple six figures. Again, I'm going to keep it super simple just on the basis that you have one offer, right? So very simple. If I'm charging $1,000, I've got five clients. I can't take on any more because it's going to dilute the quality of work that I'm able to deliver and therefore the transformation my clients are going to be able to receive. So I can't take on any more, so it's five. I want to make $100,000. I take $100,000, I divide it by 12. That gives me a number of $8,333.33. I divide that by five. That gives me a monthly price of $1,666.67. All right, that's the price I need to charge. That's the price I've got to charge. That's going to give me $100,000. And again, do the math. If you want to go to $200,000, double it. Right, I need to charge $3,333.33 per client, 5 clients a month. That's going to take me to $200,000. And again, if you want to go up to higher and higher, and obviously I'm working on one offer. You may have a business model that has one-to-one, a mastermind, a program, or maybe you've got multiple, you've got some products and other things like that. You can do the same for all of it, okay? And so you land on a number and you look at that number. You go, hey, $1,667. That's what I've got to charge per client. You might think, oh my God, trigger, I feel uncomfortable. But what people won't pay, like you're going to know straight away with that pricing. People are going to pay that. I don't know if people are going to pay that. Are they going to pay that money? Okay, when you're going into that state of worry, confusion even, okay, and I would say that confusion of will people pay for it with that intonation I'm using in my voice is more into going into a sympathetic nervous system state. What if people say no? All of those things. You are going into a stress response in your nervous system. Your nervous system is going, I can't hold the level of perceived rejection that may happen at that income level. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. It's too uncomfortable. I don't want to be in that stress state. And so your nervous system will cap out and go, nah. You know, my nervous system is comfortable $1,000. I've got evidence that people will pay $1,000. I don't have evidence that people are going to pay $1,667 for this. But the reality is that's what you need to charge. Like you cannot move away from that reality. That's what you need to charge in order to be able to receive $100,000. It's, you know, as I said, like double that. It's $3,333 if you want to make $200,000 a year off that one offer. You have to charge that. That's the reality. The alternate reality is that you take on double the amount of clients, but we've already ascertained that that dilutes the quality of work. And when you dilute the quality of work, you can then potentially dilute the transformation at the level that you offer in your one-to-one. That doesn't mean you can't then go, okay, what I'm going to do is open up a group container where the transformation is still potent and powerful, but the proximity is different to me. And therefore, it's a slightly different pricing mechanism. I can pull more people in and a whole range of things. And you look at that, but I'm going to keep it simple and keep it with this one offer. That's the reality. That's what you've got to charge. You can't shy away from it. That is the logical, practical reality that's staring you right in the face right now. You can't move away from that. So your job then is to know that that's the pricing and then to shift, scale you to meet the scaled pricing that you want to charge. And what I mean by that is when I talk about scaling you, there are four areas I talk about scaling. This is going to be a whole other podcast episode. You need to scale your identity, who you are, the beliefs that you hold to be true. They have got to be scaled. They've got to be upgraded. Okay. You've got to scale your energy so that you are honoring the way that you are designed to create and sell and interact and communicate. This is all the information we get through human design. Human design can tell me by looking at your human design chart how you are here to sell. I have a whole program I've run called Design to Sell, which is all about human design, okay, and how we can sell using our human design. But you've got to scale your energy. You've got to scale your nervous system. So you've got to scale your nervous system to be able to hold, okay, the perceived stress, danger that your body thinks is going to happen from that increased price. You've got to scale that. And you've got to scale your skills too, particularly your messaging, marketing, and sales skills, because you've got to be able to confidently communicate the benefit at that price, the transformation at that price. You've got to sell it. It's the truth. You've got to persuade people and sell people from a place of deep integrity on that offer at that price point. That's your job. That's your responsibility. No one else's. So you've got to develop the skills to do that too. Okay. My incredible friend, Holly McHugh, who I partner with Magnetic Selling, she is the person that I tell people to go to scale their skill set for selling and messaging. But when it comes to scaling your beliefs, I'm going to tell you there's two particular subconscious success sabotage patterns that must be scaled to confidently raise your price. It is the worth sabotage pattern, because you have to detach your worth from your business, from money, from clients. They are separate. You've got to be grounded in your own sense of value despite what is going on in your business. And the second one is your rejection sabotage pattern. You have got to heal and reprogram your rejection sabotage pattern, because you want to confidently raise your prices and have people say yes. You don't want to be bringing emotion and a fear of rejection into the conversation and the selling process, the sales process with people, because it comes across as either vague or pushy or lacking confidence. And therefore, people are like, well, hang on a second, she's not very confident in her work. I'm not going to pay her $1,667 for this work. They'll go off and pay someone else $3,333 because they're more grounded in their sense of worth. They're not bringing in the fear of rejection into the conversation. They're just holding space to go, okay, is this person aligned? Yes or no? If it is, I'm going to confidently tell you, I can help you. Here's how I can help you. But if you bring those sabotage patterns into those conversations, into your sales page, into your whatever your launch event might be, or however it is that you choose to sell those offers, that will be felt. And people, I promise you, people say no. They pick up on that. We are energetic beings and we communicate through energy first and foremost. Words are energy too. So you've got to heal the worth sabotage pattern. You've got to heal the rejection sabotage pattern. Okay? When they are healed, you will find you feel so much more confident in your prices, not because you're like, hey, everyone's going to say yes to me. But you're going to be like, if they say no, it doesn't fucking matter, because I'm worthy regardless of whether my offer sells or not. I'm worthy. And if they say no, that's not going to trigger some deep fear of I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, because it's like they're saying no. I've done my best. I've showed up. I've held space. I've had the conversation. I've sold. I've told them the benefit, the transformation, all those things. Their no has nothing to do with me. I'm not being rejected. They're just making a decision and it's neutral to me. So you've got to heal those two patterns. And you've got to scale your nervous system. You need your nervous system to be able to hold the boundary of the new price. And also, I'm going to tell you, you need a nervous system, because when you start raising your prices, the truth is that what comes back at you quite often is higher expectations from clients. And rightly so, the investments get bigger, like there's more at risk for them. So there are higher expectations, which means more responsibility, which is a perceived stressor for the nervous system. So your nervous system needs to be able to hold that without perceiving it as stress. It needs to be able to bring the fucking A game to the client and go, I can deliver on this. But if you've got a nervous system that's like, oh my God, I'm stressing out because they've just paid me $3,500 a month to do my work and now I've got to deliver all this, and you're not showing up because you're in a stress state, you become overwhelmed, you become anxious, you're not logically thinking, you're not able to work your methods and your process and whatever it is that you do and really hold the space, because you're more focused on you and how stressed you are and less focused on how you're able to support them. Okay? So like this episode was just taking out all of the garbage around pricing and just really delivering it to you in a very simple way. And I'm just going to reflect it back to you again and tell you. Well, number one point, charge your worth. That advice is bullshit. Get rid of it. Forget about it. Put it to the side. It's irrelevant. Your worth is infinite, okay? But you can't charge an infinite amount. Oh, what's your pricing? It is infinite. It's infinite. My pricing is infinite because my worth is infinite. Okay, we live in the world. I love all here for all the 5D, all the quantum stuff. I'm here for all that, but I also live in a fucking practical real world where people are like, okay, cool, I've got to give you money. I can't just hand you my credit card and go, you just keep spending it until you think you're done. They're going to want to quantify it, okay? So it's like, charge your worth is bullshit advice. It helps no one. Forget about it. You are worthy, okay? And your worth has nothing to do with your price. Okay, so let's get rid of that. Okay? Next thing I want to tell you around this is that you need to bring some logic into your pricing. Undercharging is less about your worth and it's more about the fact that you're not making the money that you want to be making. That's the truth. So how do you know you're undercharging? It's not because someone said you're worthy or more worthy than this. It's okay, I want to be, I'm at $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 right now at the prices I charge and the people I'm working with. I want to double my revenue this year. Well, shit, I can either double the amount of people I see, but therefore I'm going to dilute the quality of work, or I can double my price. Okay, well, I'm currently undercharging for the amount of money I want to make. Very logic. Okay, it's very logical. Okay, I'm undercharging. All right, so let me do the math. Here's my offer. Here's how many people I want to work with. Current pricing puts me at this. I want to make $200,000, $300,000. $300,000 divided by 12 gives me the monthly amount of money I need to make. Okay, whatever that monthly is, divide by how many people you're working that offer. There is your monthly pricing or whatever the pricing structure might be, but you get the idea. It's going to give you a number. You're going to see that number. It's going to trigger something inside of you. It might trigger, some of you will be like, this is really exciting and that's great. And also, holy shit. Okay, so we can have dual responses with it. But that's what's going to happen. You're going to have some sort of emotional reaction to the price when you see it. Like, okay, this is cool and exciting, and who the fuck is going to pay me that much? Okay? I do also want to say, but I trust that I am speaking to people that deliver quality in their work, people that get results for their clients. I'm going to assume all of that stuff about you, but I will just preface this and say right now, seriously, like if you're at $1,000 and you want to ask $3,500, make sure your transformation is worth that too. Like make sure it is valuable. Make sure that that is like there is some sort of return on investment. And by the way, return on investment doesn't always mean dollar amount. It can be because we, you know, it's not just money that we sell. It's health. It's happiness. It's love. People pay for that. They are intangible things that people will value too. But basically make sure your shit gets results, okay? If you are someone that is like in earlier stages and you don't have those runs on the board, that's okay. Then it is much more subjective and you just need to make sure that you are charging a price where you feel like you can deliver a quality of service there, okay? So you get that number. You're going to have a reaction. Your job now is to upgrade. Remember I said you want to scale your pricing? Scale you first. Scale your beliefs, particularly your rejection sabotage pattern, your worth sabotage pattern must be healed so you don't bring all of that fear of rejection, oh my God, I'm unworthy, and all of that shit into your sales process. And I say this shit with love too as well. Sometimes we need to bring a bit of like, sometimes we need to call ourselves out on it. Like I'd say that, like it's not shit. A lot of it is trauma and I have deep compassion for it. But you need to understand if you're bringing that stuff into your sales conversations, however you're having them, whether they're sales calls, whether it's a sales page, whether it's Facebook advertising, whether it's your website, whether whatever it is. You have got to heal that stuff. Don't bring it into your sales conversations. Okay? That is your responsibility. Don't project that shit. Don't project your stuff onto potential clients. That is unfair to them. I say that. I've been there before. It's unfair to them. Okay? So heal those patterns. And you've got to scale your nervous system because your nervous system needs to be able to hold the boundary of the new price, the additional responsibility that comes along. And, you know, it's not sexy, but the perceived stress that comes along with taking on that additional responsibility of that price level, it's all just the reality of it. So you've got to scale your nervous system. That's also important. I talked about scaling your skill set. And the other piece is scaling your energy, getting more in alignment with how you are designed to show up and communicate and sell your gifts to the world. And that leads in your human design too. Okay. But really for you right now, heal the worth sabotage pattern, heal the rejection sabotage pattern, scale your nervous system. And look, I've got exciting things coming all around that. If you are not already on the waitlist, I'm launching a group program. It's currently called the Fuck It Frequency Experience. It's getting a full facelift and upgrade. I will put the link to that in the show notes there. I am creating something incredible. It's going to be a 6-month experience. Okay, I'm just landing on a name for it right now. That I haven't found something that just feels right in my body. But inside that, you will get access to all the resources to heal your rejection sabotage pattern, to heal your worth pattern, and to a library of nervous system exercises, somatic mindset work, not just, oh, I'm going to like breathe and everything's okay. Yeah, sure. Breathing can be an absolutely a part of nervous system regulation, but it's not always what we need to be doing. There are a multitude of really effective body-based, movement-based exercises that we have to do to strengthen our nervous system. And I'm so excited because I'm planning on creating a library, and it's going to be amazing. So if you've ever familiar with emotional freedom technique, which is tapping, and you've seen people do videos on like tapping and like saying affirmations, I'm creating something similar. The principle of it is similar to that, but it's going to be using somatic balance training exercises and actually working through specific mindset challenges through the body. It's going to be fucking incredible, and I'm so excited to be bringing it. Anyway, if it sounds like it's of interest to you, you're like, oh, I want to know more about that, jump on the wait list and I'll let you know. Okay, I've got lots of things going on. But anyway, nonetheless, okay, when I talk about nervous system work, I'm talking about you have to work with your body. It's not just mindset stuff. It's not like, oh, I can confidently change my prices. Like, it does fucking nothing, okay? It really does very little. It's one thing I've come to learn over the last few years, and particularly the last 2 years and the last 6 months, is that mindset work is highly inefficient and highly ineffective. It only really serves the 20% of our nervous system that sends messages from the brain to the body. 80% of our nervous system is made up of afferent nerves, and afferent nerves read information through the body and send those messages up to the brain, which then stimulates, okay, our neurological patterns, our brain waves, our neural pathways, the thoughts that we have, okay? It's not the other way around. So it's one of the frustrating things to me. It's why mindset work, it's why you get caught in a loop with mindset work. And it's something you've got, it's like, I've got to work on it every single day, every single day, every single day, right? It becomes addictive, mindset work, because it gives you a very short-term quick fix, but it does not give you a long-term shift in your nervous system. Because a nervous system in any sort of stress state, worry, anxiety, stress, pressure, frustration, overwhelm, burnout, drain, exhaustion, all of those things are very common nervous system states. Your mind, you cannot outthink a nervous system in a stress state. So no amount of positive thinking can change that. No amount of I am confident in raising my prices is going to support you to actually take the action of raising your prices, which is why we've got to work with the body. Anyway, I'm going on a complete different tangent there. Nonetheless, that's how you can confidently raise your prices and have clients say yes, because then when they feel you so grounded in your work, okay, when you're able to communicate it effectively to them, give them the social proof, show them the reasons, okay, not from a place of proving your worth, okay, or fear of rejection, but from genuine purpose and passion, changes the dynamic of conversation every single time. And it does. Like, I've had people come to me and look at my pricing and go, I can't pay that. And I have a conversation with them. I hold space. I serve them. I'm able to say to them, hey, this is the work I can do for you. This is how it's going to look. This is the price. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay. No pressure, no fear of rejection. No, my worth is tied up to this. Just very logical, practical. Here is what it is. Okay. I'm grounded in my work. I'm not worried whether you're going to say no to me or not. I'm just going to be able to come at it from a place of like, I know I can help you. I've got a method that serves and helps, and this is what it looks like. And people say yes, okay? They say yes. But I've done that work. I've constantly work on healing my rejection and sabotage patterns. I work on my nervous system every single day. I come back to my human design, and I'm constantly working on improving my sales skill set as well, all things you've got to work on. All right. Okay, my loves, apparently I had a lot to say about that. I do actually, I had a lot. You go and check my Instagram out too. I did put a reel up there about, you know, charge your worth and what shitty advice it is. But come back and listen to this episode again, pen to paper, do the work. Okay, do the work on this. All right, it is the most effective way to honestly scale your business and your income this year. Keep it simple, do the work, extricate your self-worth from it, and go ahead and charge the money that you want to be making. All right. All right, incredible ladies, thank you for being here for this episode. If you have found this helpful, I'm going to ask a favor of you, please, because when you share this podcast episode, more people get this message and I get to help more people. So please, 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 please screenshot this episode, share it on your social media, on your Instagram stories, tag me in it, go ahead and rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Send this to a friend. If you can do those three things, you will help me spread this message, particularly when it comes to pricing, because I know how much misinformation is out there and how challenging this area is for people. Okay. All right. Much love from me to you. Have an incredible day, and I'll see you for another episode really soon.